taking place at the end of this legislative session. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sina.
But when we're all alone by the fireside of our home, the angry words we spoke that day have forever gone away. Then it's love we talk about to the world.
Hello, my name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Everything that I have, I'm thanking God for it now. I'm taking all of my trees, proceed to breaking it down. Through the ground levels, we in the clouds. Stay reclined in my seat, smoking, leaning it back. Living like rock and roll, but still doing this rap music. Proving through stats, always moving the crowd. If Wiz Khalifa's on your campus, then I'm probably smoking loud with a Bama coming out. Talking about, keep your cool so we don't hear the hate and doubt. They just mad cause they ain't making to the clouds. Tried their best, but they just ain't getting accounted for. We ain't going back and forth. I ain't just start multiple trends. I open doors. Provided the style for you and yours. I made the class. You studied the course. Games to be sold, not told. Hope that you could afford it. Make sure the private plane cold as soon as I board it. More concerned with stocks and mortgages than little boy. Miss girl, she on my line. She need a dick appointment.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me who really wanted everything that they talking about. I already done it. Don't f*** with they narrative and how they spun it like Clive Campbell. I'ma set an example. My flow ample over this sample. Leader be trampled. Never win to ramble. Head to toe in that camo. Blowing up trees like Rambo. This is the way repping that Mando. Get a lot of money. Don't need a Lambo. Back in the day, I was in a minivan. Oh, back in the day, I was in a minivan. Oh, sipping on something and whipping it slow. 2010, I remember when I was living there. My godmother's in G-Bird. That's my word. Bumping Mac Miller kids. Cushion OJ Wiz. Look in the mirror. I'm hoping it's his day. Give a f*** what the kids say. Logic bringing it back to the rap, that two dope boys, that pip. Better rap list, winning a million, I'm on that list. On the map like an atlas, talk, get hit with a fat lip. Smoking that booted and dipping the poop, we caught it a catnip. Run the game like a 30-90, leave them all behind me. Step back, don't try me, cause I'm me, you know it's magic.
Crazy. Don't try to rap along. Don't try to recite it. Don't waste your time. I know no one else can't do that. I already know.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Catskill, ACRA,
and Hudson.
There we go. We had a little bit of an echo planned out today, but we also have a great show for you today planned. We're going to be going through all different genres of music, me and my lovely sound engineer,
DJ Shaw Money.
We each pick out a song from you from a different genre, from a bunch of different genres, and we're going to rate each other's music, and we're just going to have a great time and a vibe, and we also got weather and weather update for you, but for now, we'll see you later.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 9th. Local early morning temperatures range from 43 degrees in Steventown, of course, to 48 degrees in Medusa. Now that's pretty homogeneous, and I'm sure we can blame the smoke for it. Okay, first getting out of the way, regional average soil temperature is 58 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. But you can thank the wildfires for that. It has also slowed down changes in a lot of weather metrics that often lead to things like arthritis, pain, and other physical issues. The filtered light has also slowed down growth of everyone's lawns, so there is your silver lining. The fires are still burning and the smoke is still swirling, but right now it is up to the wind who gets it, and that could change at any time. Right now the area seems to be clearing out. Further west you go, the more likely you are to run into the smoke. Anyone watching on our Telegram channel saw the live air quality sensors come down as the day went on. For all that, my sources and more, look for The Better Weather on Telegram, all one word. Today, rain chances remain and get stronger around 12 p.m. It's still not looking widespread, so isolated areas might get a downpour while your neighbor will end up watering their lawn. Overnight temperatures fall to 48 degrees. Some light rain chances linger Saturday morning, then we see a high of 75 at 4 p.m. A dry afternoon leads to a chilly night hitting 50 degrees. Sunday, dry morning, high of 80 at 3 p.m., then more rain. Clouds move in, cooling things off, rain, more rain on Monday, and a high of 76. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2 a.m., high tide at 7:58 a.m., low tide again at 2:49 p.m., and high tide once again at 8:46 p.m. Those times, again, are for Friday. Today's river temperature will be 70 degrees. The tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:15 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see a bunch of near-Earth objects of note show up next week starting Monday, the largest of which is 506 meters wide, carrying about, say, 10,000 megatons. For scale, that's enough power to turn all of Europe into a parking lot. Plasma winds will be slow at 281 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, with fair conditions below 25 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 149, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
He said, and I quote, the big... From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Times Union that rainfall on June 8th was expected to remove some of the wildfire smoke from New York skies and may end air quality advisories in much of the state, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The fires are still burning in Canada, but the wind changed on June 8th, too, which should also help the Hudson Valley air quality. National Weather Service meteorologist Lee Picard in Albany said on June 8th, and I quote, "We might have some persistent haze, but we're hopeful that we're going to start seeing some clearing through this evening," end quote. New York now plans to send several forest rangers to Canada to put out the fires. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "These are such remote areas, they are almost impossible to access," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Emily Kenney at Spectrum News talks to some New York farmers about the impact of the lingering smoke in the air on crops. Kara Atwood, a farmer at Quebeca Farms in Kirkville, complained about the lack of rain lately instead of the smoke, and I quote, "It is reducing plant growth from a slow crawl to a complete standstill. This is almost like a 1-2 punch to early crops," end quote. Justin Vandil Huvel, who studies grapes and is a professor in the horticultural department at Cornell University, said, and I quote, "The big worry in situations like this is smoke taint, which is basically when certain compounds are absorbed by the skin of the grape and then they're released at fermentation. It results in wines that taste burnt or smoky or ashy," end quote. But right now, grapes are in a flowering stage, and Vandil Huvel said, and I quote, To our knowledge, flowers don't absorb those aromas, so there is no reason to think it would impact the grapes, end quote. The larger problem on farms now, she said, is that people need to do all sorts of work outdoors on farms right now, and it is dangerous to breathe the outdoor air right now. Read more about this story at Spectrum News. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that about 40 people protested June 7th outside the Columbia County Sheriff's Office after a man being held by the Sheriff's Office was detained by federal immigration agents. A man was about to be released from the Sheriff's Office on June 2nd after serving time for an alcohol-related offense. But before he made it out of the building, the Sheriff's Office turned him over to agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Advocates for local migrants argued that violated policies against the Sheriff's Office colluding with ICE. Columbia County Sanctuary Movement co-founder Brian McCormack won't say the man's name, as disclosing could unnerve other undocumented people the sanctuary movement works with. The issue was discussed at a June 6 meeting of the Hudson Police Reform Implementation Committee, where Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica said he did not know, and I quote, why anyone thinks that they have the authority to make an inquiry of the sheriff, end quote, saying the sheriff's office was a governmental entity separate from the County Board of Supervisors, and said that Columbia County Sheriff Don Kraft did not have to continue to cooperate with the Reform Committee. Kraft said that ICE learned the man was in the jail due to, and I quote, biometrics, end quote, meaning that fingerprints were taken of the man and sent to state and federal databases. Kraft called the ICE detention a, and I quote, transfer, end quote, and said it happened 20 minutes before his release time. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said County Attorney Robert Fitzsimmons assured him no policies had been broken, saying, and I quote, from what I can gather, the sheriff's office did not contact ICE. ICE contacted them, end quote. The issue will be discussed at the County Board of Supervisors public safety meeting on June 2nd. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
One. Hello, welcome.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Catskill, Acre, and
Hudson.
Ooh, I heard that reverb. That was nice. That was a good echo. But today, we have a show planned out for you where we're just going to be going throughout all the different genres of music, and we're each going to pick a song, and then we're going to tell you what we think, and then hopefully, if you want to tell us what you think of the music pick out, you can email us at OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got that right. I'm getting better at that.
OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com.
But with that being said, our first genre we picked out was rap.
Rap, right? Okay. So I had to pick a different one. But I need to find yours and mine and put them side to side. What was yours?
No. Pride by Kendrick.
Pride. This one. Okay. I'm going to put these real fast. I'm going to put mine next to yours. Okay.
Before we play, would you like to tell us why you picked
Or
am I going first? It's up to you.
You go first, because I have to play my original.
So, I picked Pride by Kendrick. Kendrick is just a go, first of all. Like, I would say he's one of the best rappers of our generation. And then if you go back to him, man, he's like always had the roots in his stuff. So, and I think I decided to pick one of his more underrated songs.
Wait. You think Kendrick is one of the best ones of our generation?
I do, yeah.
I
think Eminem has fallen off, but you want to know what he said after he fell off?
What?
He was humble enough to say he thinks J. Cole and Kendrick are both better than him
right
now.
Okay, between me and you, I think J. Cole is better than Kendrick. But
I think that's
just me.
No, for me, it's actually like really tough between those two. If I had to pick between Kendrick or J. Cole, it's like 50-50.
Really?
It depends how I'm feeling. Like right now, okay, I pick Kendrick.
Okay, that I respect that because
sometimes
like,
I'll go back to J. Cole.
Any other time, I would be like, "Yo, it's really a Kendrick vibe," or like,
"Yeah, this one it gives you Kendrick vibes, but it's also like if you really listen to the lyricism, it just hits like
really?
Poetry."
All right, so we're gonna play this song, play the other song, and then we're gonna rate both. If it's cool, we could pick out some lyrics that we really feel like hit. So, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Love's gonna get you killed, but pride's gonna be the death of you and you and me and you and you and you and me and you and you and you and me and you. Which one would you listen? The better part, the human heart. You love them or dissect them. Happiness or flashiness, how do you serve the question? See, in the perfect world, I would be perfect world. I don't trust people enough beyond their surface world. I don't love people enough to put my faith in man. I put my faith in these lyrics, hoping I make a band. I understand I ain't perfect, I probably won't come around. This time I might put you down, last time I ain't give up. I still feel the same now. My feelings might go numb. You're dealing with cold though. I'm willing to give up a leg and arm and show empathy from baby parties and functions are you and yours. A perfect world, you probably live another 24. I can't fake humble just cause you're insecure. I can't fake humble just cause you're insecure. Maybe I was
Frost, Free Steven, Free Martin, Free Brodeo, Free all the guys, you know.
A lot of pain, you can feel it. Just try not to get all in your feelings. Any situation, you can kill it. Just remember, you one of the realest. I can't lie, I do get in my feelings. But I still got a hand on my business. When I pull up the windows, just when I pull up the windows, it's tinted. I can't lie, I be stuck in the mix. PTS got me clutching a stick. Sipping medicine, baby, I'm sick. Pass the grabber, this spliff got a hit. Drop the Addy, we spinning a strip. Let a 40, that shit got a kick. Yeah, I know that they wanted me dead. So don't act like you proud of me. My little brother keep running ahead. He said, he know how it get. You say, I'll never be what I said. I'm like, fuck it, I'm making it lit. Good fit, gotta take me a flip. I just do it till Nike to quit. Fuck the fame, I just wanna be, fuck the fame, I just wanna show you. Tryna kick it like karate, man. It'll perky like a Jolly Ranch. Police say they got me on a body cam. Pass a chopper, got out of hand. I don't really know him, he in front of land. Young fly, never land. Smoke up, I get high as a kite. Shorty said she gon' ride like a bike. I can't lie, I think shorty my type. Bad low, I know what she like. Like, baby, pull up, I'm here for the night. I was broke, she know one in sight. How you gon' trip, cause I'm taking a flight. Flight. Watch your back, don't get caught at the light. Way too clean, have the dirty to Sprite. Bro, if you lacking, you losing your life. Got the sauce, but ain't using it right. Said I'm white, now they saying I'm nice. Shorty on me like white on the rice. You do what you can, I do what I like. In my life, you don't know what it's like. Remember, I couldn't get no advice. Now he got you on ice. The bitch, you get chain, now he wearing your ice. Ice. In the field, gotta stay with a pipe. Gotta move like a thief in the night. I can't stick around, girl, I'm leaving tonight. For the feature, I'm switching the price. Open up, gotta talk to me nice. Walk with me, I'll show you a vibe. If you scared, then you ain't gotta slide. Tell that boy, you should go back inside. You dickin' the switch and then stay on your side. Suicide, she hang with the guys. Beat the case, now they dropping a charge. But it's hard to believe in a God, cause most of my niggas be in the odds. But I know they still pray to the Lord. Like, fuck, I know they still risking it all. In my city, this shit a war. If they get up on me, I'm getting it off. Off.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE Wave Farm, Acre.
Catskill and
Hudson.
Oh, wait. We can do it. Run it back.
No, we did it.
All right.
Listen, we only can get better, and that's a life lesson right there for anybody listening at home. If you love something, even if you suck at it, just keep on doing it, because there you can only get better.
Keep on pushing.
And then even when you do fail, nobody ever is going to be able to avoid failure completely. It is the ultimate character building.
That is true.
And that being said, we just got back from two songs. Right. The first one was Pride by Kendrick, and the second one was?
This one was 2 Minutes of Pain by Sleepy Hollow.
All right.
You gotta throw Sleepy Hollow in there some way. Come on, you know me, guys.
So now you're gonna rate my song, right. And I picked Pride by Kendrick Lamar.
Right. I feel like the I don't want to say the build up was slow, but it was
it does have that slow.
It got
like
a little
warped,
bit of like,
a little bit trippy.
It got a little warped trip
vibe. I really like the lyrics in it, personally.
I like the second half. I like the second half.
Oh, yeah, the second half.
I like better than the first.
In a perfect world, I probably won't be insensitive, cold as December, but never remember what winter did. Like, you just keep on making the same mistakes over and over again, and then you just don't remember.
I'm a good song.
A perfect world is never perfect, only filled with lies.
I'm a good song, like, 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
I think I'm also going to give it an 8, actually. Either an 8.5, I guess.
I'm giving it an 8. I was thinking about giving it an 8.
I really like Kendrick, and that's one of my favorite Kendrick
songs.
I'm
going to give it an 8.5, but it was 6. If it was J. Cole, oh no! If it was J. Cole.
All right, here. I'll give it a 9. That way it averages out to 8.5. Huh.
All right. Yeah. All right. What about my song?
Your song? I like the lyricism. The beat, I think, kind of held it back. I like the lyrics, but I think the beat was more like hardcore, and like he was talking about the struggles he goes through, but I still liked it, and I would give it a 7.
All right. So whenever I think of this song, like, it give me like, yo, bro really went through the struggle, like he was really in the trenches, like he was in the trenches. He had to do what he had to do just to survive, just to keep pushing. And like, I know like majority of people have been there at least once in their life. More than once in their life, just keep pushing, just keep moving, just get some food. So I messed with that. And that was a rap. That's our rap segment. Wait, hold on.
And that was rap.
That being said, if you're listening at home, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. That being said, which genre do you want to go to now? We can bounce around a little bit here. I'll let you pick. And your song is also going first.
I want to do sad. I want to do sad.
Oh, okay. Sad. Emo. You could. It has a bunch of
sad,
different
sad, emo, whatever you want to call it.
But
okay.
The music you listen to when you're down and you're out for the count and you need some alone time and you're in your feels. That type of music.
So now that we have gotten rap out of the way, next one. Okay. We got the song that I picked. And I forgot, what did you pick for sad?
The one you have right there.
This one, okay.
Yep, Touch Sleeping
So
Apples.
This song. I've been really obsessed with this artist recently. So much that I have tried to gatekeep this artist from you multiple times.
I already knew him before. Yeah.
No.
Yes,
not
did.
Before me, because I was listening to him.
I knew
way
this
back.
One song that was on my playlist because Spotify recommended it to me by him.
Okay, so you probably knew the artist, but I don't know, like,
it was the, I don't want to focus on the song that I knew first, because we're going to focus on this song,
so,
which is...
It's Sleep Well by David, and, yeah, you know, I'm going to let it speak for itself, but I'm not going to give my rating until, you know what, never mind, just play it, 3, 2, 1, go.
About me every night before you go to sleep. I know you must be terrified of what you might see in your dreams, but I'm here for as vivid as it truly is. Fall in love in a single touch and fall apart when
skip past near-death cliches, where my heart restarts as my life replays. All I want is to flip the switch before something breaks. It cannot. I know the siren sound just before the walls come down. Pain's a well-intentioned weatherman, predicting God as best he can. But God, I wanna feel again. Just some information upon my skin. I miss the subtle aches when the weather changes, the barometric pressure we always blame. All I want is to switch before something breaks that cannot be
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, we're doing the songs. Very descriptive, I know. All right, took me a second to collect my words. There we go. We're going to be playing a bunch of songs from different genres, and then we're both rating the songs. That song genre was kind of vague. It was almost a theme than a genre. It was sad. We both picked very, very sad songs, so we're going to rate it on two scales. One is what would we rate the song out of 10, mm-hmm. and two, how sad it made us.
Okay. I think I went first, that one. So you grade first.
I mean, on a scale of how much I like it, I'm going to have to give it at least an 8.
Okay.
On sadness, it's almost reassuring if you listen to the lyrics. Yeah. I'm here with you still. It is sad because it's talking about somebody who, like, I'm assuming doesn't want you. But it's
like
almost also kind of reassuring. I'll give it a 7 when it comes to sadness.
Okay.
But 8, I like it.
As, like, as a song-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. Real fast, I'm just going to break down that song. So it's like him tripping out because he's imagining a relationship with this girl that is like his neighbor across the street, and he doesn't even know her.
But, like, just off of looks, he has, like, a whole relationship, like,
I'm you know the here. One song that goes, feel the sun?
Yeah.
That song's also about that, same thing.
So, it's like that, but he's like, yo, I'm here with you, even though, like, you don't know me. Like,
right.
I'm, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad, but I feel like there's some more sad things to happen to you.
Yeah, I mean, like, he has, like, a whole, like, EP
yeah, right.
on, like, this one topic, and it's just... I haven't listened. I keep forgetting because I've only listened to it one way.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to it in reverse. But
I love albums that do that.
I wish it was an album. Like, I wish it was an album. It's only like 9 songs.
That's an album.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
Because an EP isn't an album.
Eh. All right. That being said,
let's see. Your
the
song,
second song.
What was your song?
Sleeping
called?
At Last.
By
Touch. I think for sadness, it's
I
a 10.
Give it an 8, music wise.
Yeah, music wise, I think
sadness wise, I give it like a almost like an 8.5.
Sounding wise, yeah,
like sadness wise,
I think it tied for yours sounding wise, but sadness wise, yeah, it's really talking about like not being able to feel anything. What's it called? Rain or sun, I can't feel a thing. Just information on my skin. Like ooh. All
right. Well.
Wait, but that on. Being said, it is approaching time.
Wait, it is 6:30 news time. Get it? No? Okay.
6:35, it's news time.
Yeah, it's news time. We'll let you listen to this route.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that the Albany legislature has failed to pass any significant legislation this year to address the large affordable housing crisis in the state. State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl E. Heste released a joint statement on June 8th to blame Governor Kathy Hochul for their failure to pass any legislation. Stewart-Cousins and Heste said, and I quote, "Unfortunately, it was clear that we could not come to an agreement with the governor on this plan. All three chambers must immediately redouble our efforts and come up with a plan that the governor will sign into law," end quote. But the legislative session ends this week, so there will not be any help to renters and buyers across New York anytime soon. Hochul spokesperson Julie Wood blamed the legislation. Hochul originally proposed building 800,000 housing units across the state over the next 10 years. Other bills have proposed converting commercial buildings into housing and to give tenants more rights. None of it passed. Open New York, a group that supports both good cause legislation and housing development, denounced both the governor and the legislature, with Anne Marie Gray, the group's executive director, saying in a statement, and I quote, "While Albany is spending the day finger-pointing their way through failure, it is beyond clear that there is more than enough blame to be spread around," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Kate Lisa reports at New York State of Politics that as the legislature in Albany comes to a close, lawmakers are expected to approve a last-minute bill to move most town and county elections to even-numbered years. Bill sponsor, Senator James Scofis, says the idea is to get more people voting. He said, and I quote, "As it stands right now, in a lot of these local town and county elections, you have 20% or so of voters deciding the outcome of the entire jurisdiction. Why are you so afraid of 50, 60, 70% of voters determining who should hold these local positions?" End quote. But the bill is only a half measure, as it would not apply to city or village elections, nor for county clerk, sheriff, district attorneys, and elections for local judges protected in the state constitution to be held in odd-numbered years. Michael Zerlo, president of the State Association of Counties and the Clinton County Administrator, said, and I quote, "In local elections forced to be with state and national elections, it's going to suck up the media time. It's going to take the air out of the room. How is it that a town board member or a county legislator or supervisor is going to have the opportunity in the platform to discuss real issues, issues that affect the day-to-day concerns of their communities? Are they going to be able to afford a 6 p.m. news slot? Probably not, end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul seemed to be leaning in favor of the bill, saying on June 7th that, and I quote, if you're talking about turnout, I would say having a year when there's more people turning out for a presidential or gubernatorial race, it's an increase in turnout, and more people voting in these elections is always better for democracy. But I've not had a chance to look at the details, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Andre Emeko from Porcupine Soup reports that the State and National Registers of Historic Places nominated two local properties this week, Fairview Manor in Columbia County and the Alpine in Greene County, were nominated. Getting nominated makes properties eligible for various public preservation programs and incentives, such as matching state grants and federal and state historic rehabilitation tax credits. Fairview Manor in Claverick is also known as the Alonzo and Mary E. Flack House. The house was damaged by fire in 1998. The Alpine, meanwhile, is a summer lodging house in Haines Falls. It could host up to 35 guests and was open through 1963. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today, we're doing the show. And if you don't know what I mean by the show, I'm going to elaborate a little bit. Don't be worried. I'm going to catch you guys up. So today, me and my co-host, Sha Money, he's out right now taking a bathroom break. You know, when you got to go, you got to go. I don't blame him. You know, the bathroom calls. But when we get back, we're going to be playing the theme for this one. And, messing up my speech a little bit. The theme for the next song we're going to be rating is going to be techno music. So I'm going to pick a techno song, and he's going to pick a techno song. And then, you know, together, we're going to give it a score out of 10 and talk about it a little bit. But until then, since he's going to be a little second going to the bathroom, I'm going to be playing a song from an artist that I like. His name is Jake, spelt with a V. I know that's a little bit weird to understand, but it's like an upside down A, so they put a V instead. But with that being said, we will be right back after the song.
This is love, I know it is. I know it sounds super cliche, but you make me feel some type of way.
This is falling, falling
in love. I got a lot on my mind, got some more on my plate. My baby got me looking forward to the end of the day. What you say? You and me, just forget about the past, throw it in the trash. What you say? You and me, live the life we never had, like we're never going back.
Hello, everybody. We're going to try this again. I got more confidence now because today I am joined with
DJ Sean Money.
He was just taking a second to go to the bathroom. When you have to go, you have to go. Fate and destiny will both call. Look. Clubhouse Radio is back, broadcasting to you live 90.7 FM. Acre Catskill Hudson. Today we're doing the show Song Swap, as I'm calling it, where we each pick a song from a certain genre, and then we listen to it, and then we talk about it and give it an out of 10 rating. And if you want to give us a song for the genre or give us a rating for one of our songs, you can hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com and, you know, tell us what you think. Give us a suggestion for a show. We read all of our emails. But that would, with that being said, what is our new theme going to be?
Okay.
We're jumping around.
Okay.
We have pop, rock, and then electro music.
I don't remember what it was. What do you consider this?
Electro music.
The song is techno. I Hate
Music.
Everything About You.
Oh, this
by
is rock, I would say.
3 days. What is it? 3 days.
3 days Grace.
Yeah.
If it's a song I'm thinking of, I'm pretty sure this.
And
is
then
rock.
This song.
I don't think they're matching, but I'll give you the right one.
Wait, no.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. As right now, it
but
is
we're gonna be going
6:46.
Into our rock genre.
Also, I don't want to say. Look, we had Subway before this show. You can't blame me.
I don't blame
Subway.
You. I said when fate calls, then fate calls.
We
you
had
know?
Subway, so we're gonna play your song first. Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Take every feeling that
Hello. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
And if you're listening on the website, we love you just as much, and you're just as part of the Clubhouse crew. Today, we're doing song swap, and if you don't know what that is, it's where we both pick a different song of the same genre, and then we both rate the songs, and that genre was rock, and the two songs we picked were Rise Against by, or Rise Against is the band, my bad.
Yeah.
I already forgot. Oh my god.
It's okay.
But his song was the song we just listened to.
Yeah.
Was
I Hate You by
I Hate Everything About You.
My fault. I Hate Everything About You.
Something like that. 3 Days Grace.
By 3 Days Grace.
And
that theme
also was rock. And honestly, so, I think I give my song a 7 and yours an 8. I think I rate
really?
Yeah. I
Is it because my W job is fading? Is it because of the fade?
Huh?
Is it because of the fade that I had into the song?
That, the W, that, and also I've known that song forever. I forgot the name.
And the song I just played?
Yeah. Because my brother and sister would listen to that nonstop. And I would jam onto it with them, and I forgot the name. And now I can finally put it back on my playlist.
Girl said, I hate everything about you.
Said, oh, let's goodness. Move genres. This is the last one we
this
have.
This is pop.
So you're looking at the clock, you're looking at your watch, Ooh. You're looking at the car time. You might be making a Hot Pocket, and you might be looking at your microwave. That's chill. I'm here to tell you. It's 6:55. We're approaching the end.
Me.
But it's never goodbye. It's always hello, friend. We're going to see you later, you know. So that being said, we're going to pick the last topic. Ooh. Or
okay.
My
now,
DJ.
Now, your song.
Shot Money.
Now, your song is
Pop.
4 minutes. It's 4 minutes, right?
We're going to play out to it.
My song is 3 minutes.
I got you.
Do you want to play? We may have to play half of a song.
No, we can play that song, and then we can play out to mine.
Okay, cool. Three,
all right.
Two, one.
Well, wait. First, let's just talk a little bit about
okay,
our
cool.
song, since we're going to be probably fading out. And right. also, this is our see you later. It's never
yeah.
goodbye.
Yeah, it's never
so,
goodbye. It's always see
you
later.
You know, you listen in. Well, I hope you have a great Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you're driving home from work.
Right.
And I hope that when you get home, you get some nice food. Make sure to stay hydrated. Make sure to stay healthy. And you will always be a part of the Clubhouse crew.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. Also, if you have a cat ages 3 to 5, make sure you give them love. And I hope that you give your animal some love, kindness, compassion, and everything else in between. Because, you know, I hope that your grandma's cat dog is listening, and I hope that the chihuahuas, monkeys, and escape goats.
Especially you, talking. Frank.
And you too, Tom. We're out.
Somewhere to be.